When your startup transitions from scrappy underdog to industry contender, the rules of the game change dramatically. What worked at 20 employees will break at 200, and what works at 200 will collapse at 2,000. This is the hypergrowth phase, a period of exhilarating opportunity and existential risk that even the most brilliant founders rarely navigate more than once. While countless resources exist for early-stage startups, the path from dozens to thousands of employees remains treacherous and poorly mapped. This is precisely why leaders at companies like Airbnb, Coinbase, and Stripe have turned to Elad Gil's wisdom during their most challenging growth phases. The hardest transition for founders isn't learning new skills, it's unlearning old ones. As your company scales, your job transforms from doing everything to enabling others. Success shifts from measuring personal output to team outcomes. Effective delegation becomes your most critical skill. Founders struggle here due to inexperience, lack of trusted lieutenants, or lingering startup phase work habits. Warning signs include accumulating too many action items, micromanaging, and inserting yourself into every company interaction. The solution? Implement delegate and verify systems with clear metrics and checkpoints rather than maintaining direct involvement. Your calendar serves as your most powerful diagnostic tool. Conduct monthly audits to identify time sinks and eliminate non-essential commitments. A balanced CEO calendar typically allocates 30% to strategic planning, 30% to team development, 20% to external relationships, and 20% to operational oversight. Skip first-round interviews, except for executives, routine sales meetings, and speculative external meetings without clear value. Your energy sets the tone for the entire company. Schedule non-negotiable personal time for vacations, family, and rejuvenation. Your company's success depends on your sustainability. Think of board members as in-laws. They significantly impact your future and are difficult to remove. The best members contribute to strategy, hiring, fundraising, and governance while becoming trusted advisors during critical moments. When selecting VC board members, prioritize working with someone you genuinely like, even at a lower valuation. For independent members, seek operators or entrepreneurs with relevant scaling experience in your sector. Maximize board meeting effectiveness by sending materials 48-72 hours beforehand, conducting pre-meeting briefings, and organizing quarterly dinners to build relationships. Keep boards small, 5 or 6 people, for decision-making agility. First-time founders often resist hiring executives, having succeeded without fancy executive types. However, as communication challenges emerge, the right executive can transform operations, while the wrong one damages culture. When scaling, hire executives who match your company's expected scale 12-18 months ahead. Great executives need functional expertise, team-building ability, cultural fit, strong communication, an owner mentality, and strategic thinking. To evaluate candidates for unfamiliar roles, consult respected leaders in those functions at slightly larger companies. When checking references, ask, "If this person joined my company, would you join?" Genuine enthusiasm reveals much. Technical founders often benefit from a complementary COO who handles business operations while they focus on product. When scaling from hiring 10 people yearly to 10 weekly, your recruiting approach must shift from handcrafted to systematic. This transition demands processes that maintain quality while increasing speed. Begin with clear job descriptions outlining role requirements, necessary experience, and what's less important. Use consistent questions across candidates for better comparison, while assigning specific focus areas to each interviewer for deeper assessment. For technical roles, work samples provide the best evaluation. On-site exercises or take-home assignments that demonstrate actual capabilities rather than theoretical knowledge. Speed is a competitive advantage in recruiting. Track and optimize time between interview stages and offers, as shorter timelines significantly improve hiring success. Never skip reference checks, as they provide crucial insights about candidates. Building diversity requires ensuring varied candidates for each role, eliminating interview biases, and providing inclusive benefits. Even small companies can improve diversity through targeted strategies like focused outbound recruiting. Your recruiting function must evolve as you scale. Small startups benefit more from direct networking than formal recruiters, while rapidly growing companies need specialized recruiting teams with sourcers, recruiters, researchers, and university program staff. When structuring your organization, there's no right answer. It's an exercise in pragmatism based on available talent, current initiatives, and your 12-18 on the horizon. First-time CEOs often agonize over finding the perfect structure, but rapidly scaling companies transform completely every 6 months. Don't waste energy seeking perfect solutions. If you make a mistake, you can fix it. Communicate clearly that structural shifts during rapid growth signal success, not failure. Sometimes executive bandwidth outweighs traditional reporting structures, as when Twitter's general counsel temporarily managed user support and corporate development alongside legal duties. Remember that reporting chains determine decision-making authority. The tension between engineering and product management gets resolved by whoever both functions report to. This tie-breaking function is useful in organizational design. For successful reorganizations, clarify the need for the new structure, determine the most pragmatic approach based on leadership bandwidth, get buy-in from key executives, announce and implement changes within 24 hours, brief all leadership to answer team questions, remove ambiguity about where everyone is going, and communicate directly, clearly, and compassionately while remaining firm. Your culture acts as an unwritten rule book driving company-wide behavior, the foundation for everything else. Cohesive cultures withstand shocks better and bring out people's best qualities. Most companies compromise culture when rushing to fill a need, which typically backfires. This leads to inevitable disruptions, firing toxic employees, losing good people, eroding trust, and creating misaligned incentives. Building strong culture requires strict hiring filters for value alignment while maintaining diversity, consistently reinforcing values until they become automatic, rewarding both performance and cultural fit, and quickly removing those who don't align. Be explicit about your actual culture, whether it's working hard or demanding multiple revisions for quality, rather than using vague language. This clarity attracts the right people and shapes how employees approach their work. Culture remains a core CEO responsibility that shouldn't be delegated. Document principles early and integrate them throughout the business. When challenges arise, strong culture becomes your most powerful competitive advantage. The journey from startup to industry leader isn't just about avoiding failure. It's about creating systems that enable extraordinary success. As you scale, you'll face seemingly impossible challenges. Transforming from doer to enabler, building a value-adding board, creating a recruiting machine, assembling executive force multipliers, designing evolving organizational structures, and cultivating culture as competitive advantage. The most successful high-growth companies recognize that scaling isn't about preserving past practices, but building for tomorrow's needs. What works at $10 million won't work at $100 million, and what succeeds at $100 million won't at a billion. Remember that hyper-growth challenges are privileges earned through success. By approaching these transitions with intention and humility, you transform both your company and yourself as a leader. The path may be treacherous, but for those who navigate it successfully, the rewards, both financial and personal, are extraordinary.